Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with Jennifer McLaughlin, a career advisor in the Office of Career Services, about what to do if you still haven't found a job. So Jennifer, it's second semester, you're a senior, you're getting ready to graduate in May or in August, and you still haven't found a job. Now what?
There are a couple of types of students that we see second semester of their senior year. There's the senior who plugged in to our services the first semester, went to career fair, did on-campus interviewing, and they still have not found a job. And then there's the other student who basically is either in denial or has at this point not had a chance to start looking for a job, and they come in wanting to know what to do. So there are a couple of different types of students, and their approach is going to be a little different. The one who is starting over, the first thing that they need to do is not panic. They need to stay focused on their job search and be positive and be very honest with themselves about what their job search consisted of the first semester and reevaluate what they've done. For example, if they've spent too much time on one type of job search method, for example, if they've only done on-campus interviews but have not plugged into their network, or if they've spent too much time, by too much time I mean, you know, hours in a week on monster.com or one of the big job boards, and they've ignored on-campus interviewing, then they need to broaden their job search strategy and include other types of job search methods.
So one of the things that they may want to do is evaluate where they've been spending their time and spend their time a little differently as the time is coming up and their search continues.
Correct. Or continue with the on-campus interviews, you know, continue coming to the career fairs and the spring ices, but also plug into your network, especially if you've been a little bit hesitant to contact people because some people are a little bit concerned about bothering other people and asking for help. And one of the things that we suggest that students do is come in and talk to a career advisor so that they can bounce off what they've been doing in the past and come up with a new strategy. For the student who is either not very far along in their job search or who has not even begun their job search, I would suggest also they come in and talk to a career advisor, or come to some of our workshops on job search strategies, because they're going to probably have to condense their job search into one semester, which means they need to fully understand what all the job search techniques are and how you go about looking for a job and get moving on it right now.
What other job search strategies should a student consider in addition to the on-campus interviewing?
Another important step is to continue to research organizations and companies and expand the base of companies that you're looking into, and also reconnect with any previous contacts that you may have had in other organizations. So if you constantly expand companies and contacts, you'll be able to keep contacting people and building your base and keeping moving forward. Another step is to consider conducting informational interviews, which not only helps you expand your network, but also helps you understand certain organizations and careers. And let me give a definition of informational interviewing, because I'm not sure that people necessarily understand what informational interviewing is. Informational interviewing is different from the give me a job interview.
Right.
It's more of contacting somebody who may work in an organization that you're interested in, or someone who has a career that you're interested in, and asking them to tell you about the organization or the career. So it's not an interview that you go into with the idea that you're going to ask them for a job. It's an interview that you go into with the idea that you're going to ask more information that may help you understand a certain career or may help you understand a certain organization. Because I think that one thing that students don't understand is that there are many ways to get into a career. And some students have their mind and their heart set on a certain organization and a certain type of a job. And if they don't get that, they're not quite sure what to do. And one way of figuring out other ways of entering jobs is to talk to people who are in that field and get information. Because you may not have actually known that there are certain types of job titles that actually mean this, and that actually may be a good way for you to eventually get the kinds of skills that you're looking for. Another step to consider if you have not found a job at this particular point is Plan B, which might be considering looking for an interim or a temporary job. And that could, not only will that give you some experience in a particular field, it will also let you explore other kinds of companies and other kinds of jobs. Because if you're only focused on your plan A, which is finding this particular job in this particular company, and it's not working out, then maybe it's time to think about other options. And an additional step is, that kind of goes along with your plan B, is exploring alternatives to your dream job. Because a lot of times we find that students, as I've said before, are only focused on that dream job and that dream company. You know, that's where they've been putting all of their energy and all of their hopes, and they don't get the second interview or they don't get the job. Now what are they going to do? And that's where you want to explore other companies, other organizations, and other jobs. You know, are there other ways to get the type of experience that you're looking for? If you have an ultimate goal of a type of job that you're interested in, for example, if you're interested in pharmaceutical sales, that's a very, very competitive field,
right,
and a very difficult one to find an entry-level position if you have no experience in sales. So perhaps there is another organization in another area of sales that you might want to consider doing some interviewing in or contacting some companies. Then last, but certainly not the least of the steps to consider, is to stay positive and keep focused on your job search. It's not unusual for us to find students who are panicked. They don't think they'll ever find a job. They think there's something wrong with them, and they're basically on the verge of tears. And that is very psychologically devastating. It's not a good place to be when you're looking for a job and when you're trying to sell yourself. Come in and see the career advisors, and let us realistically evaluate where you are, and let's talk about where you can go, because it's very important to keep moving forward and to keep making contacts and to keep dealing with people. And if you are not positive and your confidence is shot, then ultimately that will show through in interviews. You won't be able to sell yourself, and you won't be able to convince employers that you are the best person for the job.
Jennifer, what other job search strategies should a student consider in addition to on-campus interviewing?
First of all, I want to emphasize that on-campus interviewing is still a job search strategy that students should continue with if they haven't found a job. But in addition to that, they want to also include such things as career fairs. And Miami has 3 career fairs. They have one in the fall, one in the spring, and an additional one in the spring for teacher candidates. Cities and other universities have career fairs, so you want to explore some of those. They're great ways of making initial contacts and increasing your employer base. Another thing that you might want to consider is direct employer contact. If you have, for example, an interest in working for particular companies, you might want to go on their website and see what kind of positions they have for recent college graduates and apply that way for particular contacts. And when you do apply, you also want to make sure that you follow up. The internet is probably not the best way of looking for a job, you certainly don't want to ignore it. So in addition to going directly to companies' websites, you might also want to go to some of the sites that are a little more industry specific or organizational specific. For example, if you are looking for a job in the nonprofit sector, idealist.org is an internet site that has many, many listings for nonprofit organizations. So kind of go to those sites that are niche specific. And probably last, but the most underutilized form, is networking. And networking, I think, is underutilized by our students because it's the most frightening and the one that we're most uncomfortable with, because you have to find out, number one, who your network is, and then you have to approach them and ask for help. And I think that students are a little bit hesitant to bother people.
When a student walks in and they're sitting in your office and you say, you really need to expand your network, or you really need to start networking, and they say, but I have no one in my network, what do you respond then?
That's a very common answer, and I always say, yes, you do. And let's talk about, because there's usually a misunderstanding about what networking is. You don't have to know the president of the company in order to consider that person to be in your network. Your professors often have great contacts with former students or former professors who have gone into industry, or just people that they know from their time here at Miami. If you're in any kind of student organizations, particularly fraternities or sororities, oftentimes they have an alumni network that you can use, but you may not necessarily be aware of. There are all kinds, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your neighbors, people that you may not necessarily have thought of in the past as being professional contacts, but your neighbor works somewhere, and your mother probably knows someone who may know someone. And I know what students are thinking when I say this. I'm going to be bothering them. They don't want to help me with my job search. And I think that you will be surprised at how generous many people are in helping students who are starting out in their career. Now, again, you don't want to necessarily do the, hi, my name is so-and-so, I'm a senior at Miami, you got a job for me? It's more the informational interview and talking to them about how they got where they are, and do they have any suggestions?
Do we have a network in place here that might be useful to students?
We have what's called the Miami Career Network, and it is, when you come into our office and you have an advising appointment, we oftentimes will show you how to get into that. It's not something that you can find on your own. You have to come into our office and talk to us about it. But it's a group of Miami alums who have agreed to talk to other Miami alums or current Miami students about their job search. Now, again, they don't have job leads. They're not going to be someone who's going to say, sure, call this person, they've got a job open. It's more the informational interview and finding out a little bit about the field and how they got to where they are.
Are there any job search strategies that you hear that students are using that you don't particularly recommend?
If you are spending all of your time on Monster or the other job boards, and that's probably not an effective use of your time, because number one, I would say you and millions of other people are applying for the same job. Number two, it's very, very difficult to follow up with some of the job applications, and it takes a long time when you're applying for these particular positions, and then you can't follow up. Another way that I think is not very effective is blanketing companies and organizations with a form letter saying to whom it may concern, I am looking for a job and I'm interested in working for your company. If you send out 100 or 200 of these letters, it's very, very difficult to follow up, and follow up is key. If you have right. 200 companies that you have to contact, and yet to find out who in that company you have to contact, and usually these form letters look like form letters, and they're not very personal, and most people will throw them away. So it's not a very effective way. A targeted, well-researched, well-thought-out job plan where you pick companies that you're really interested in and where your skills will fit is a much better way of looking for a job.
Jennifer, any final thoughts for our students that may still be looking for a job?
In addition to staying positive, you also want to make sure that you take advantage of the services of the Office of Career Services. We have workshops on all job search strategies, so if you're not quite sure where to get started, come to one of our workshops. If you don't have a resume, you don't have a cover letter, come to one of our workshops. Also, make an appointment with one of our career advisors, and let's sit down and talk about a strategy so that you're not just floundering and doing kind of hit or miss job search techniques. If you've had some interviews, but you either have not been called back for a second interview, have not been offered a job, then you might want to use our mock interview service, because it could be that you need to brush up on your interviewing skills, or it could be that you're not coming across the way that you think you are. And the mock interview service is a very effective way of helping you understand what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today. It sounds like one of the big things that the students have heard is that the Office of Career Services is here for them, and we are part of their resources to utilize as they continue their job search. Again, thank you.
You're welcome.